this year as they were last year. There's nothing wrong with them. But why are we assembling? What are we going to do with the experiences that we have? Let me tell you, he's an awesome God. You must be willing to wrestle. I don't know about you, but I'm in a season where I'm wrestling with me. Because I want more of him. And in order to make room for him, I've got to let some things die in me. So I've been in a space where I'm learning to do things in a way that's quiet and silent and be still and know that I am God, even while I'm wrestling with myself, to trust his process. I love going to the mountains just like anybody else. I remember my first mountain experience, 1994. Got saved in February. Went on a Rhema conference up into the mountains of North Carolina, the Blue Mountains, they were called. And we took a bus and we're riding all the way, going up to the mountain, just a singing along. I was 2 months old in the Lord. And I heard these women speaking in this tongue stuff. And I was like, I don't know what that is. I was a good old Catholic girl, but I want that. I don't know what it is, but there's something about it that is drawing me to it. So I had I consider her a mother now. She's, of course, my spiritual mother, but there was another mother. And she said, you're going to get it. You're going to get the baptism. I said, I am? Oh, innocent. I am? Really? Okay. Day one, the conference comes, nothing. Day two, conference comes, nothing. Back then, we had four-day conferences. Back three, nothing. That's how good God is. If you seek him, you'll find him. My desire, my earnest desire, was when I leave this mountain, I'm going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Day three, we're wrapping up now. Everybody is saying their goodbyes because we come from different states. So everyone is loving on each other and hugging on each other, and I'll see you next year. And I'm saying to myself, we can't go nowhere. I didn't, it's my earnest desire. I was going through a season, and this particular person knew it, lived in another state. And they said, can I pray with you? I said, sure. I don't even really know when they started and when I started. But when they started, the fire of God came down on me. Of course, I was only 2 months old. Never had experienced anything. I don't know how I got on the floor, but I was on the floor. And I remember rolling over and rolling over and not having any control over anything that I couldn't stop myself. I couldn't do anything. I had to go. It was almost like God came down and his hand was rolling me over. All of a sudden, my mouth opened. And all of a sudden, this fiery utterance came out of my mouth. We did end up closing, and I could not, for hours, like a river. Hours. Back in my room, people were trying to talk to me. I couldn't talk. Hours. That experience was purposeful. At that time. Because God knew my situation. And God knew that he couldn't bring me to the end of that situation unless I was empowered to be able to stand against the gates of hell. Because that's surely what it felt like. He had a purpose. There was an intention around it. I could have gotten disappointed because it wasn't happening the way I wanted. It wasn't happening when I wanted. But it happened according to his divine plan and according to the desires of my heart. God wants to encounter us while we are here. An encounter oftentimes means you've got to get away from the crowd. And you've got to go into a place in God. At the end of Jacob's struggle, he called the place Peniel. And he said, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Face to face speaks of a deeper revelation of God. It speaks of a deeper intimacy with God. See, many people are looking for his hand. I'm looking for his heart and his face. His heart and his face. Even Jacob's relationship with God was transformed. Not only was he transformed in the process of wrestling, but his relationship with God was transformed. It elevated his relationship to a deeper level. I don't know about you, but I'm not yet satisfied. I want as much of God that he can give me. But I realize that comes with a cost of me dying. The wrestling comes because we don't want to die. We don't like how it feels. But if we don't die, then we don't create the space for him to occupy. And in this hour, he's looking for those that look just like him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we don't know what you're going to do. And we have no idea how you want to do it. But we want to be open. What you do for one person may not what you do for somebody else. Let us get desperate enough for you that we're willing to wrestle with ourselves. that you may come forth in who you are. Just not in your character, but also in your power. We need the manifestation of your omnipotence. So, Father, we thank you for keeping our hearts open. Help us not to be distracted. Help us to be prepared. There's a corporate preparation, saints, but the corporate can't get to the where the corporate needs to be without the individual. Amen. Amen. I won't be with you the rest of the time, but I'm sure Jewel will share of the goodness and greatness of how God met you. I will say this. When you leave this time and you come back next year, make a decision this time that what has kept me stuck this time, I will be free from next time. Amen. God bless you.
Reverend Tammy, God bless you. Thank you so much for that word. Came straight from the Lord. Straight from the Lord. All my life I heard how Jacob wrestled with the Lord, but I never, you know, have the revelation that that was an internal wrestling. Thank you so much. Unless we face these things, we cannot get to where we need to be in the Lord. And like Reverend Mother said last night, even if we have to leave here limping, let us not leave until you're going to know when that work of transformation is taking place. You will know. God bless you. I'm so sorry you have to leave us. Bless you. Can we just rise up and we want to give an applause to the God in her life. I'm not clapping for any human being. We want to clap for the grace of God on her life. We want to clap for the grace of God on Reverend Tammy's life, on Reverend Stratford's life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because on this platform, we really don't believe in applauding any human being. But we applaud the God. We recognize the God that is in the vessel. And we clap for that God that's residing in the vessel. Hallelujah. We had a request from Pastor Marjorie. Pastor Holly, we had a request from one of our pastors. His eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow. Do we all know it? I know. Do you? Okay, let me. Can we check if it's in the hymn book? And
yes.
Before, after we sing this song, I need to take 5 minutes of your lunch time because I have a gift for you. And I want our Reverend Tam and Reverend Stratford to enjoy this gift before they leave. Whatever gift that you get from this ministry, know it's from your Father. The Caribbean dinner, that was gift from the Father. He told me to do this. The hymn books that you will receive, each person got a hymn book last year. It was instructions from God because he wants to hear the hymns. He wants you to sing that song, the hymns to him. These hymns have survived hundreds of years and they are still relevant today. And if this is your first time on the mountain, we're united in praise and worship, you will get a hymn book from your Father. And if you already have one in your hand, that's your gift this year. And for those who were here last year, we have another gift for you. Hallelujah. His eyes on the sparrow. And I know he watches me.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come?
261.
Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eyes are on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Come on, let's just worship. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Come on, let's sing the verse. Come on, somebody say, why should I feel discouraged, and why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Come on, let's sing it out. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Somebody, I sing because I'm happy. Oh, yes, I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. Oh, I sing because,
come on, together,
I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Ooh, and his eye is on the sparrow, and I know I sing because I'm happy.
Just receive it. Receive it.
I sing because I'm free.
Get ready, get ready.
His eyes shine. I sing that rose, and I know.
Now y'all sing it, just the voices.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sky.
Like you know it, and I know. How many people know the Lord is watching over you? And I know. Say it like you mean it. And I know
he watches over me.
Come on, give God a big praise. He deserves all the glory. Give God a big praise all over this place. Big praise, big praise, big praise.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.